SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
お聞きの放送は SBS の日本語放送です。詳しくは SBS 日本語放送のホームページ sbs.com.au/japanese へどうぞ。
英語を理解し話すことはオーストラリアでの生活を向上させるのにとても役立ちます。SBS ポッドキャスト Learn English では日々のさまざまなシチュエーションで使えるとっさの英語や表現をあらゆる例を取り入れて簡単に説明します。今回の Learn English は Talking About Death 死や亡くなった人について話すのはどの言語でも簡単なことではありません。日本語と比べて表現が意外とストレートと思われる英語ですが、死について話す際、当事者の心に寄り添うような品格のある表現がたくさんあります。 SBS Learn English のホスト、ヨシパ・コサノビッチと学んでみましょう。
Learning English helps me to talk about people who have died.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways throughout Australia.Hi everyone, Josipa here. Last week, when all my family gathered on a small Croatian island for my aunt's funeral, I was the only one missing. And I can't describe in words how terrible and sad I still feel because I couldn't travel there for the funeral. I regret not having the opportunity to say goodbye to my aunt. Her name was Alma.And she loved telling jokes. Sometimes they were a bit strong, that is, a little naughty, but they were always delivered with a wink and a warm smile. And I'll never forget how her spicy dishes made me cry. They were so hot. They were always as bold and fiery as her personality and her short red hair. I remember those times with great fondness, and they're very close to my heart.If something is close to your heart, it means a lot to you. It's something you really care about and you feel emotionally connected to. Oh, I don't know. Maybe this episode is my way of saying goodbye to Alma. Alan and Claire think so. Actually, it was they who suggested we do this topic. Okay, Alan and Claire, let's hear what phrases you want us to practice today.
Oh, Alan, I was so sorry to hear about your grandfather. I'm so sorry for your loss.
Yeah, thanks. Yes, it's been a tough time.
So how have you been coping?
Well, some days are better than others. The funeral gave me a sense of closure, but it still feels surreal that he's gone.
Yeah, it can take time to fully grasp. Did you have a traditional service?
Yes, the ceremony was beautiful.And everyone shared beautiful tributes about him and his accomplishments.
Oh, it sounds like you gave him a fitting farewell.
The late Queen Elizabeth II once said that grief is the price we pay for love. Grief is the deep sadness you feel when you lose someone or something important to you. Do you agree with the late Queen's statement? I do. In this context, late...refers to someone who has died. So when we say the late Queen Elizabeth II, we mean Queen Elizabeth II who has died. Of course, we need to be very gentle and sympathetic when we talk to someone who is grieving. Did you notice all the little words that Alan and Claire used when they started talking? They aren't important words, just simple words like so...Well, oh, yeah. But they show that someone is connecting with what other person has said. We use them all the time, but they are particularly important when we are trying to show that we care about what someone is saying. We also try to choose our words carefully so that we don't upset anyone. Did you notice how Claire didn't actually mention that Alan's grandfather had died? She simply said,
"Oh, Alan, I was so sorry to hear about your grandfather."
So Claire is saying that she heard that Alan's grandfather had passed away. We say passed away as a gentler, more respectful way to say someone has died. It's an indirect way of talking about dying and therefore less upsetting for those who are grieving. Claire also said,
"I'm so sorry for your loss."
"I'm so sorry for your loss" is a phrase we often use to say that we sympathize with someone whose loved one has passed away. That is, to express our condolences. Condolences are words or actions that people use to show sympathy and support when someone else has experienced the loss of someone dear to them. When you offer your condolences, you are telling someone that you feel sorry for their sadness and you are there to support them during their difficult time. We can offer our condolences by sending a card or flowers, or we can also use phrases like, "I'm so sorry for your loss." Claire also asked Alan how he is feeling, but she used a different expression. Let's hear her again.
"So how have you been coping?"
We ask, "How have you been coping?" to find out how someone is managing a tough life situation. This question shows we care about their well-being and want to know if they're finding ways to stay strong and get better. Alan replied,
"Well, some days are better than others. The funeral gave me a sense of closure, but it still feels surreal that he's gone."
If something gives you a sense of closure, it helps you feel like you have finished a tough part of your life. Alan says that it feels surreal that his grandpa is gone. When something feels surreal, it seems almost unbelievable or dreamlike, as if it's not really happening. This feeling can occur during moments that are so shocking and unexpected that they do not seem real and are hard to accept or understand. Claire then said,
"It can take time to fully grasp."
When we say it can take time to fully grasp, we mean that understanding or accepting complex ideas or dealing with emotional events might not happen quickly. Claire uses this phrase to show sympathy to Alan, who is finding it difficult to believe that he has lost his grandfather. And do you remember how Alan described the funeral? He said,
"The ceremony was beautiful, and everyone shared beautiful tributes about him and his accomplishments."
Everyone shared beautiful tributes about my grandfather and his accomplishments. A tribute can be something small, like nice words that a person says about someone. Or it could be something big, like a monument or a war memorial built by the community to remember people who have died. And if you talk about someone's accomplishments, you are talking about the good things they have done or achieved in their life. These could be in their work, school, or other important activities. At funerals, people often stand up to say nice things and talk about the accomplishments of the person who has passed away. Claire thought the ceremony sounded very appropriate and said,
"It sounds like you gave him a fitting farewell."
To give someone a fitting farewell is to say goodbye to them in a way that honors their life and reflects their personality or wishes. To say farewell is to say goodbye to someone who is leaving for a long time or going far away. And so a farewell is an occasion when we can offer good wishes to them. For example, one day when I leave this job, I hope my colleagues will give me a farewell party. But we can also use this word to refer to a funeral, which is seen as a final farewell. Okay, now that we have reviewed the vocabulary from our dialogue, let's listen to it again. It's much more interesting when you understand everything that's been said, isn't it?
Oh, Alan, I was so sorry to hear about your grandfather. I'm so sorry for your loss.
Yeah, thanks. Yes, it's been a tough time.
So how have you been coping?
Well, some days are better than others. The funeral gave me a sense of closure, but it still feels surreal that he's gone.
Yeah, it can take time to fully grasp. Did you have a traditional service?
Yes, the ceremony was beautiful, and everyone shared beautiful tributes about him and his accomplishments.
Oh, it sounds like you gave him a fitting farewell.
Recently, I started listening to a podcast called Grave Matters. It's an SBS podcast about grief, death care, and the people helping us better understand what happens at the end of the road. My guest, Nadine Cohen, is a co-host and creator of this podcast that, I have to say, might not be for everyone as it covers some difficult topics, but I find it super interesting. Nadine, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks so much. Hi.
In my experience, people normally avoid talking about death and dying, but yet you and Anthony Levine decided to make 10 episodes about it. Why and how come?
I don't know. It's a topic that Anthony and I, we're old friends and we discuss it a lot. And we kind of think it's a bit strange that no one talks about it as it, you know, it's going to happen to all of us. And, you know, people kind of avoid it. And so we wanted to talk to people working in the death care and grief space about, you know, what's coming up for all of us.
Yeah. And in one episode, you talk in detail about death doulas. I have to say, yeah. I had never heard about death doulas before. Can you explain this concept and what they do?
Yeah, death doulas, I hadn't heard of the concept either until we started researching the podcast. I don't know if your listeners will be aware of birth doulas, who are for typically women who help prepare a woman or a couple for the birth of a child. And death doulas work in a similar way, just at the, you know, at the end of life. And so they help either prepare a dying person or their loved ones or both for what's coming. They may be present, you know, in the last hours. They may help on the other side of getting things arranged for funerals and things. They're kind of like guides. Mm. What I found particularly interesting was we interview a few death doulas, and in one episode, I believe it's episode 4, we talked to a Muslim death doula, and she talks about how she ran into a man from her community in a cafe, and he told her that he and his brother went into hospital, an elderly man, he and his brother went into hospital about the same time with COVID, and he was in there for 2 weeks and got released, and his brother died in hospital. And because he didn't get to see his brother's body or say goodbye, he kind of doesn't necessarily believe he's dead.
Mm.
And he's, you know, he's never got that closure. I think the one thing that has become possibly a positive in a way thing to come out of COVID for all of this is that, you know, people started doing broadcasts and Zooms and streamed funerals, and that's been actually carrying on And it's something of the legacy from COVID that will help people somewhat in this way if they can't be with their loved ones at funerals, that they can at least watch it online and see it happening. And I think that's a positive step in the right direction.
Yeah, it helps to have that sense of closure, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's time to practice. See if you remember the meaning before hearing the answer. If something is close to your heart, it is...
If something is close to your heart, it means a lot to you. It's something you really care about and feel emotionally connected to.
What is a sense of closure?
If something gives you a sense of closure, it helps you feel like you've finished a tough part of your life.
Let's now practice by repeating after Alan and Claire.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
It sounds like you gave him a fitting farewell.
The funeral gave me a sense of closure.
みなさんいかがでしたか？相手の気持ちに寄り添ったボキャブラリーや表現を知ることで、死について話すとき、少しは心が楽になるのではないでしょうか？SBS 日本語放送のウェブサイトには、Learn English のエピソードのまとめ、さらにはスクリプトも掲載されています。最後にはクイズもありますので、ぜひチャレンジしてみてください。アドレスは sbs.com.au/japanese です。
This was the SBS Learn English podcast. Subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Or reach out on Facebook. We are SBS Learn English.
もっとストーリーをお聞きになりたい方は、iTunes や Google Podcast、Spotify などでお楽しみいただけます。